For decades, orange crushes have been Marylanders' go-to cocktail on beach trips and sweaty nights. Now, Maryland has declared the vodka-based drink its official state cocktail. Scott Massioni from member station WIPR takes it from here.
On a warm afternoon in late May, just feet away from the Baltimore Orioles ballpark, hundreds of people pack into Pickles Pub. There's a beer garden with a hollowed-out school bus, and at the indoor bar, the walls are painted dill pickle green and decked out in baseball memorabilia. But still, it's not hard to spot Maryland's new state cocktail. The Orange Crush is known for its distinctive orange tint, and Pickles customers can get their fill with whopping 32-ounce servings for the drink.
I would say 5 years ago that we were a beer bar.
Tom Leonard's a co-owner of the bar.
And we are a crush pub 100% now. I mean, it's like the number one thing is the Orange Crush. But yeah, it's taken off. It is the drink.
For those uninitiated into the nuances of Maryland cuisine, crushes consist of lots of ice, vodka, triple sec, Sprite, and of course, fresh squeezed oranges.
If you don't have the fresh squeezed juice, it's not even worth it.
Jessica Sullivan's a bartender at Pickles, who's serving orange crushes today.
They're definitely just like a light summer drink that's like an easy drinker. It doesn't taste too much like alcohol. They go down nice and easy. Not too sweet, not too fruity. They're definitely become everybody's favorite drink that comes around here, for sure.
She's pouring up 6 to 7 crushes at one time to keep up with the packed sports fans, 2 or 3 deep at the bar. Roland Joyce is slaking his thirst with the crush.
Orange juice is like a great drink that everyone loves, and then you can give a little twist to it.
He says Maryland's known for a handful of alcoholic beverages. National Bohemian Beer or Natty Bo's on tap everywhere you look. Oyster shooters are abound, and Clamatos with Old Bay rims are constantly on special. But Joyce says the crush deserves the limelight. Or the orange light, in this case.
Love Old Bay, but I think it's time for the crush to shine.
And Maryland state legislators agree. They, along with Governor Wes Moore, passed a law designating the drink the state cocktail. On a typical Friday, Pickles goes through more than 5,600 oranges, and about 4 to 5 oranges go into each 32-ounce drink. Over at one of the tables, Elizabeth McPherson and Faith Weston are sipping on their crushes. McPherson's from Maryland and says all her friends have to try a crush before an Orioles game.
They're so good. They're so refreshing. They're summer. They're what I think of for summer in Maryland.
She's treating Weston to her first crush.
Well, I am not a vodka drinker. This has a lot of vodka in it, but it doesn't taste bad. Would I order it again outside of a baseball game? Probably not. But it's not bad.
And just like in baseball, you can't win them all. But personally, I can attest after just a sip, Maryland State cocktail is here to stay. For NPR News, I'm Scott Massioni in Baltimore.